Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I'm very well, thank you. Gardening in August. What can people do?
Gardening in August. Yes, a lot of people think it's a bit of a quiet time, but there's a lot of stuff that can be done in preparation for spring. But of course, you need to do it when it's not snowing, or pouring with rain or blowing a gale. But in between all of those things, there are some fun things you can try. So let me just tell you some of the things that I would like to suggest. Now is a good time to change your garage and garden shed. Give it a good clean. Go through everything, check the chemicals that you've purchased, and responsibly dispose of those that have expired. Again, if you didn't sharpen your gardening tools before winter, why not attend to that task now and then you'll be ready for spring. Remember, after your camellias are finished blooming, just lightly trim the plant to bring on new growth and develop density of the foliage. Perennials can still also be divided and replanted, especially perennial asters, chrysanthemums, and water lilies if you have a little pond. Your house plants will also benefit from some attention now. Water with some seaweed fertilizer regularly and keep them in a warm spot. Don't forget to check under the pots, the rims, and bases of your pots for snails and slugs, because a lot of them like to hibernate there over the worst of the winter. And there's nothing wrong with doing a Mexican hat dance on them when you lift all the pots up. I love doing that. If you haven't pruned your roses yet, they need to be done as soon as possible. It's still a good time to plant any bare-rooted varieties. So, if you see something nice at your local nursery, now would be a really good time to get it in the ground. If you decide to do a little bit of pruning of some of your shrubs, please don't forget to just check that there might be a nest in there and some young chicks. There's nothing worse than doing the wrong thing for all the right reasons, and the chicks won't know what you're doing until perhaps it's too late. At the end of August, remember to soak your seaweed seeds in water for at least 6 hours before you sow them. And then you'll have some lovely flowers in the summertime. I've also got some suggestions for the veggie garden, and these include seedlings that you can purchase and plant now. That includes broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, leeks, lettuce, onions, peas, silver beet, and snow peas. So there's a bit to do. Also, you can plant any certified seed potatoes that you have. And if you're planting asparagus or rhubarb, remember to prepare the soil thoroughly and deeply before planting the crowns and dig them in with well-rotted manure and compost. You can spray copper sprays to protect your deciduous fruit trees now, which will help with problems of leaf curl in the spring. Manures and fertilizers should also be spread over your veggie bed and growing plants, along with feeding all your fruit trees and berries. Preparation is always good. Don't forget, if you are growing any passion fruit vines, to tidy them up at the moment and remove any suckers from below the graft. I suggest that you do not buy your tomato plants just yet. While we might be having some lovely sunny days at the moment, but the soil is still far too cold for them. So perhaps wait until late September, early October before you plant them. You can grow them in a pot inside or in a warm spot in the meantime, but it's the temperature of the soil that is vital for them. If you're planting any bare-rooted fruit trees and berries, make sure that you get that done fairly soon. There are lots of herbs available to plant now as the weather begins to warm. Have fun with all of that, guys.
Are there
Preparation.
any open gardens or events that people might be able to go to in August?
Yes, in August there are a couple of things. The Hobart Horticultural Society are holding a seminar on Sunday, the 13th of August at the Black Buffalo Hotel in North Hobart. It's $15 to attend if you are not a member of Hobart Hort. A morning tea will be provided. The event starts at 10:30, and if you are interested in going, have a look at the Hobart Horticultural Society Facebook page for the contact details. And a little closer to the end of the month, on the 25th of August, will be the last of the Government House Winter Series horticultural lectures. This one is about Mr. Glover's garden, the original one of our wonderful artists. Just go to the Government House website and you can get the details.
Heather, thank you very much. Good to talk.
Thank you very much, and I hope everyone enjoys gardening during August.